self is a pretty complex thing. But since we're in the business of self-care over here, it only makes sense that we'd learn how to identify it. Right? Right. Welcome to the podcast, Unlocking Wellness. I'm Crystal McLean, licensed clinical massage therapist, self-care coach, and artist, and I'm exploring ways to unlock our wellness barriers so we can create self-care independence. Hey, so yeah, like I said before, since we're all about self-care here, it only makes sense that we understand what the self actually is. So when I was doing a little Google search, I learned that self is an individual person as the object of its own reflective consciousness. What? The what? The object of its own reflective consciousness. Okay, let's dissect the word consciousness for just a minute. Consciousness, the state of being aware of one's own existence, sensations, thoughts, surroundings, etc. The thoughts and feelings of an individual. Full activity of the mind and senses, as in waking life. Awareness of something for what it is, internal knowledge. Concern, interest, or acute awareness. So the self is really a subjective thing. It's determined by nothing more than our perception. We identify the self depending on what we think and feel about it. And if you don't know this already, thoughts and feelings can be very powerful. Okay, so your thoughts and feelings about who you are determine how you define yourself. Put that in your pocket for now. So I like to divide the self into six different categories: mental, practical, social, emotional, physical, and spiritual. Each of these departments add a complex element to your character, and in order for you to feel balanced, healthy, and fulfilled, each department needs a little TLC. Now, how you define each one of yourselves will probably be a little different from how I define them, and how I define each self will probably change as I evolve as a human being. That's the interesting and challenging thing about being a human. We learn, develop, and evolve, and so how we identify ourselves through time also changes. Like, I'm not at all the person I was when I was 10 years old. Hell, I'm not even the same person since the pandemic. Anyway, these are my general interpretations of each self. The mental self. The mental self is the self that thinks critically, rationally, makes plans, and solves problems. This methodical mother lover is your decision maker and a savvy bitch when it comes to self-care. But if you're mentally exhausted or cluttered, your mental self can be your nemesis. In order to nurture your mental health, you need to spend time practicing mindful activities, limit multitasking, and rest your freaking brain once in a while. One of the reasons why we experience overwhelm and anxiety is because mentally we're trying to process too much, and we have a tendency to let our subconscious run wild. Practicing regular mindfulness activities and resting your brain will strengthen your consciousness and make you feel more able in life. By the way, if you haven't signed up for my newsletter yet, you might want to consider that, because I actually send out a free mindset makeover kit that will help wrangle your brain. Anyway, let's talk about the practical self now. The practical self is the part of you that manages your responsibilities. This guy is your taskmaster and deals with time management and organizational skills. It does things like pay your bills on time, keeps toilet paper in stock, remembers to pick up the kids, plans meals ahead of time. You know, the regular life stuff. And the practical self, it isn't very sexy, but it's kind of an unsung hero. The more clutter we build around us, the more stress we add to our lives. The longer we put off appointments and responsibilities, the more our personal power shrinks. Keeping up with the practical things in your life actually creates space for more savory activities we long for. Next up, we have the social self. The social self is defined by the roles you play in different relationships and social situations. Think family, work, friends, neighbors, society, even when you're rolling solo. Sometimes we're unaware of just how different and dynamic our relationships are. It's amazing that we can feel empowered in some roles in our lives, but actually feel insecure in others. Our perception of power dynamics is a real thing. Making sure you establish healthy boundaries with all of your relationships and honoring your self-worth is crucial for your social wellness. The third self is the emotional self. The emotional self experiences, manages, and reflects on feelings and emotions. Sadly, we live in a culture where we've learned to sweep a lot of our feelings under the proverbial carpet. We like to pretend that we're fine, and then later numb the backlash of suppressed feelings by abusing unhealthy coping devices. Good times. Another backwards thing we tend to do is diminish the good stuff. Just as much as we're afraid of appearing weak or vulnerable with certain painful feelings, we don't want to come across as cocky or look like we're bragging about ourselves when it comes to some of the good feelings. What's even more sad is that too many people believe they don't even deserve to experience positive emotions. It is my personal mission to debunk all of this nonsense. The longer we ignore our emotions, no matter what they are, the bigger an albatross they become. Getting familiar with how you're really feeling and finding healthy ways to process and express those emotions is one of the greatest things you can do for your overall wellness. Emotional health directly impacts your physical health. And speaking of which, the fifth self is the physical self. The physical self is your entire biological being. Blood, bones, organs, skin, hair, everything. This beauty is one of your greatest communicators when it comes to identifying your self-care needs. Sometimes when we're depleted in one of ourselves, the stress of it can actually manifest as physical symptoms. According to the American Sleep Association, about 30% of people deal with insomnia. The folks at BetterHelp report that 1 in 5 Americans deal with anxiety, and that number is on the rise. And the CDC reports that 14.8 million people are living with ulcers. Now, I'm not saying that all of these counts are related to an imbalance of the selves, but I am pretty sure a lot of them are. Creating balance in all areas of your life can only help your physical well-being. And the cool flip side of this, doing the obvious things to support your physical health, like eating a balanced diet, staying hydrated, and moving your body, actually has a positive impact on the other cells. And lastly, that brings us to the spiritual self. The spiritual self connects to something bigger than the ego. It's the truest, most authentic form of self and lives without judgment. Without judgment. Sweet baby Jesus, does such a thing even exist? Yeah, it does. And speaking of Jesus, the spiritual self does not have to be linked to religion. Not that there's anything wrong with that. The spiritual self has no concern with the size of your thighs. It doesn't care about how many likes you get on Instagram. It's not worried about being good or bad, smart or dumb, sexy or frumpy. It finds pleasure and beauty in the simple things. The spiritual self is open-minded and open-hearted, and it's the you before you were programmed with the beliefs and behaviors that don't really serve you. Joy, gratitude, and empathy live in the spiritual self. Discovering who your spiritual self is one of the greatest gifts you can give yourself. When you start letting your spiritual self lead your life, you start to give less fucks about the crap that's been weighing you down. And talk about creating self-care independence. I don't know what's more liberating than that. Anyway, that's how I define the facets of myself. If you're curious about identifying the needs for each of yourselves, check out my quick guide, Digital Download. And if you'd like to learn more about anything I've mentioned today, you can find all the links in the show notes below. I love you. I appreciate you. Thank you so much for being here. I'll see you soon. Oh, and by the way, I use Buzzsprout for my podcast hosting, and it is literally the easiest thing. Seriously, if you're looking to start a podcast, check out Buzzsprout. They're awesome.